From the Bureau of Economic Geology, this is EarthDate. For many thousands of years, humans have used medicinal plants to help heal wounds. It turns out, some of our primate relatives may have, too. In Indonesia, scientists observed a large male orangutan with an open wound on his face. To their surprise, he sought out a special plant called akar kuning that orangutans usually do not eat. He consumed a large quantity of leaves, then chewed more into a paste, applied it to the wound, and left it there. Within 5 days, the wound had closed. Within 6 weeks, it was gone, with hardly a scar. Local folk healers have long recognized that akar kuning has medicinal properties. Modern chemical analysis has found it contains antibacterial, anti-inflammatory, antifungal, and antioxidant compounds. Somehow, the orangutan knew this too, and he's not alone. Orangutans in Borneo have been known to rub other types of chewed leaves on their arms, perhaps to relieve sore muscles. Surprisingly, there are many examples of animals self-medicating with plants. Dogs eat grass, and chimps eat bitter herbs to soothe their stomachs. Canada geese eat whole leaves to expel tapeworms. Some rats line their nests with aromatic plants, likely to fumigate parasites. Ancient Greeks, Egyptians, and Arabs studied animals' medicinal use of plants to inform their own. What more might we learn today from animals' plant choices in the wild? I'm Scott Tinker.
EarthDate is produced by the Bureau of Economic Geology at the University of Texas at Austin with the generous support of Kay and Scott Sheffield and the Hildebrand Foundation. To hear hundreds more EarthDate episodes or to support this program, visit EarthDate.org.